I was reading something this week. This is when Jesus was on the cross. It says, one of the criminals who were hanged, they railed at him, talking about Jesus. And this criminal said, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Jesus responds and says, truly I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. This is a wonderful, wonderful moment in scripture where this dialogue is happening with Jesus Christ dying on the cross. I mean, with the amount of pain and the agony that he was enduring in this moment on the cross, it is just, it's baffling to really read how he's just so passionate and kind to be able to take the time to have conversation with two people on each side of him. And it's really a story that talks about how brokenness triumphs over bitterness. This is really important for you to understand. When Jesus is dying on that cross in this moment, he's dying for the entire world, the whole world, all of man's sins, for you and I. He's dying for those that were living in sin 2,000 years ago in that moment. He was on that cross for you and I 2,000 years later. Our sins today, I mean, that's almost unimaginable that 2,000 years ago, there was a man in the flesh dying for me, for my failure, for my sin. That is an amazing love, an extraordinary act of love. And so in that moment, Jesus is, he's dying on the cross. He's dying for this guy here on this side, and he's dying for this guy here on this side. There's one guy who's in the wrong the way he feels, and there's one guy who has this revelation that brings him into a right place. Both of them are dying as robbers. Both of them thieves. Both of them messed up. Both of them failed. But one guy, He says, are you really Jesus? Are you really the Christ? Save me. Oh, and while you're saving me, save yourself. And scripture says he rails at him, which means he uses harsh words, which means he cursed at him. He mocked him. I mean, this must have gone on for just a period of time. It's almost interesting because in the book of Matthew, it refers to the robbers as plural, having railed at Jesus, having mocked Jesus. And we've got to understand that the scriptures, they never contradict itself. There's no contradiction with the word of God, which means it leads me to believe that there must have been a point where maybe both of them did not believe. Both of them possibly mocking him at the same time. But something happens to one of them. Through the course of this time on the cross, as he would have this moment listening to the things that Jesus would say on the cross, Father, forgive them. Dad, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Oh man, imagine that, hearing that. And so one of them has this turning point in his life. A thief, a robber, when he hears God crying out. And there's one that continues to mock and call names and speak harshly. Are you the Christ? The doubt. Like some of us maybe even today, doubting. Are you really Jesus? Do you really love me? Well then save me. Get me out of my situation. Change my life. See, a lot of times our circumstances dictate how we feel about Jesus. And so maybe because you just feel like you've been dealt a bad hand in life. You know, you heard from Rose who talked about AIDS and sickness and disease that she's had to face her entire life. And sometimes we want to blame God for it. And we want to curse God for it. We want to look at God and say, God, all you do, you just bring bad things on me. But I want you to know, when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, he came to heal the sick. He came to raise the dead. He came to open open blind eyes. There's no bad thing about God. It's all righteousness. It's all good with God. It's all good with my Savior. There's no bad that comes out of him. There's no bad that he presents to us. There's no bad that he produces in us. He's a God that comes to the rescue. He heals and he saves. He's faithful. But sometimes there's this bitterness and there's anger because it just seems like I just go from season to season, chapter to chapter in my life, and I'm just so upset. Are you really real? And I want you to save me, and I want you to look the way I want you to look. Because sometimes we don't want to see, we don't want to have the picture of Jesus on the cross dying for us, crown of thorns on our head. It's like a lot of us, we just want a superhero. Just a superhero that just does magic tricks for me every day. You know, just like a genie in the bottle. That's not God. God is a Savior. One who saves us from our sin. One who saves us from a life of bitterness and anger. One who saves us from depression. One who you and I can call on and believe in faith. Are you the Christ? Are you? He's on and on. He's railing. He's going on and on. And I love this guy here. It's faith stirs up in him. You've got to have faith and believe. Believe. Believe in faith. I mean, here this guy is too. He's on the cross too. His life is a mess. He's dying. He's a thief. He turns. I love this. This moment, brokenness triumphs over bitterness, right? Shut up, man. Shut up. This guy didn't have it all together. You know, I can almost imagine just going off. And shut your mouth, man. Come on, man. Look, who are you? Why are you talking like that? We're both on this cross right now. And look at us. We're condemned. How could you even talk like that? And we justly deserve to die. I mean, what a revelation in that moment. It's just, we justly deserve to die. It's, for the wages of sin is death. We deserve to die. We deserve to die because of our rebellion, because of the bad things that we've done that have separated us from God. But Jesus steps in. We deserve death. For the wages of sin is death. But we're justified by grace, this wonderful gift, and redeemed through Jesus Christ. That's what scripture tells us. And this guy goes on to say, look, we deserve to die. He goes, what a revelation that he would have on the cross. Maybe he had heard some things through the years. Maybe at one time he'd even listened to the teachings of Jesus Christ. But he said something so powerful. He said, this man's done nothing. He was fully aware that the Jesus Christ on the cross had lived a life without sin. A life without sin, wrongfully accused, goes to the cross, and he dies. And here in this moment, as Jesus is on the cross, this guy's on the right side of the cross, man. He says this, will you remember me when you get to your kingdom? I mean, that is a moment for me that represents repentance. That represents a man broken. That represents what you and I, in our sin, and how we should respond in faith to a loving God who gave us his son, Jesus. Would you have mercy on me? That's my hope, that would be your prayer tonight. Not bitterness on the wrong side of the cross, but a brokenness that says, I'm just messed up. I've lived a terrible life. I've made a lot of mistakes, but I'm not gonna let bitterness get in the way of knowing that I've got a Savior right here. Would you have mercy on me? Would you remember? Just remember me. I love this. He says, remember me when you get up to your kingdom. Oh, man. That this guy right now, here he is, just all messed up, but would have enough understanding that this man here comes from a different kingdom. This whole world is all going to pass away, but I would you just remember me in your kingdom? And I know because of what Jesus said that there must have been a spiritual explosion in Jesus. Even though in the flesh he's in great pain. He's dying for you and I. But in this moment, oh, what a joy to know that there's somebody who recognizes their sin and would cry out to Jesus Christ on the cross. He said, oh, may this day you will be with me in paradise. Whoa! You will be with me in paradise. You know what's so awesome about that, right? All right, so you know here in New York, a lot of people come and they do their vacations in New York City. And us New Yorkers, we're like, we don't want to do our vacation in New York City. We're here every day, you know. So what do? When we're looking for a vacation, we're looking for palm trees, man. Some of y'all know, yeah. And lately with all of our weather and the way everything's been going, somebody show me some palm trees or something. And so what we do, we'll go online. And it's like the prettiest pictures win, along with the best package, financial package, yeah. But we're looking for the prettiest picture, the prettiest beach, the bluest water. We're looking for the closest thing that looks like paradise. That ain't paradise. That's still just another place here on this earth. That's all gonna pass away one day. And Jesus said it right here in this incredible book of life. He said, listen, you're going to be with me this day in paradise. Ooh, that's paradise. It ain't a 2-week package. It ain't a 1-week package. Paradise is eternal life with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I mean, you want to talk about an all-inclusive deal? Oh, my Jesus. That beautiful response that comes from Jesus is a response to a man who is really a major failure, but he believed in faith that this is the Son of God. Clearly, because he was on that cross, we know he had a hard time getting things right. But that particular day, he was on the right side of the cross. He was broken. And brokenness triumphs over bitterness. Now, I've expressed to you the cross of Jesus Christ in the hope that hearing this story, you would believe in faith, not based on your circumstances. If you try to believe based on circumstances, you'll be like this guy on the wrong side of the cross. In doubt and anger and bitterness. Don't believe based on your circumstances tonight. Believe in faith. My circumstances will be taken care of by a God who is faithful if I would just believe. And praise God, none of us tonight have to wait until we're crucified on a cross like this guy to finally say, hey, Jesus, will you remember me? No, tonight we cry out, have mercy. Tonight we say, you know what? I'm stepping out in faith. I want to believe. Lord God, I repent. I turn from my wicked ways. I put away sin, not in my own strength, but because of what you did. You took on my sin on the cross. You dealt with it. You conquered sin and death on the cross. I don't have to live my life thinking about suicide, thinking about dying. You heard the testimonies tonight, but because of Jesus Christ, his victory on the cross says death, suicide, depression no longer have power in your life. It can't. If you would believe in faith, would you stand up with me? We're going to sing that song, Freedom, again. But as we sing this song, Freedom, I want to take time to pray. And I want to invite you to come down here. I want to invite someone in here tonight who's been wrestling with doubt. Maybe there's been bitterness in your heart, like this guy on the cross, on the wrong side of things. You're questioning, are you really Jesus? My circumstances just, I feel like they prove otherwise. But I want you to be on the right side of the cross. I want you to come down here and I want you to pray. I want you to pray, Jesus, be my Savior. I believe in faith. I want you to step out from where you are boldly and come down here. I want to pray with you. I'm believing God for salvation tonight, for those that feel just stuck. If you hear me now, you can start making your way down. You don't have to wait till I'm done talking, but you can come down here right now. Don't you worry about who's around you. And if you brought a friend, say, hey, friend, if you brought your husband or your wife, cousin, whoever, say, come down here with me. I'm tired of doubting. I'm tired of living in bitterness and just feeling lonely and depressed. The testimonies that you heard tonight, it can be your testimony tonight. So believe this is your call to freedom tonight. The cross of Jesus Christ is real, and you can take hold of it tonight. And I know that if that thief on the cross, if he can turn and say in faith, I'm condemned and I'm guilty, but remember me, I repent, I'm sorry. If he can do that, you can do that tonight. In church, I'm telling you, if you invited somebody, if you're standing with somebody, just lean over to them quietly and just politely. Hey, if you'd like to go down and pray, I'm willing to walk down there with you. It's no shame. This is not a call to religion. This is a call to a relationship with Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You come down and you make him Savior. You come down and you make him Savior. You come down, you make him Savior. Oh, glory to God. There's freedom. There's freedom. And I want to say to you, if you're watching online right now, there's freedom. There's freedom in Jesus Christ. If you're watching with us, stand with us. And I'm going to pray a prayer with our brothers and sisters here at Times Square Church and those that have come forward to receive Jesus Christ. No more doubts. We've wasted enough time questioning. It's time now to just receive in faith and watch what Jesus does. If you believe in faith, receiving his grace, which is undeserved kindness, undeserved favor, God will set you free. Would you pray this prayer with me? Dear Lord, I confess my sin to you. I have failed. But I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. You took my place. I deserve death, but you have died for me. And you rose again on the third day. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me your son, Jesus, to be my Savior. Remember me, God. Have mercy on my life. Make me a new person. I don't want to be the old person. No more and forevermore. I'm a new person. My hope is in you, Jesus. I've got new life in you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for being so kind, for loving me. Thank you for your forgiveness of all of my sins. I am free. Freedom reigns in my life because of you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.